I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Thursday, November 1st, 2012, to order. And our first order of business are a couple of bids that we have. First, live floor transfer trailers. Mr. Erickson.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. We have two significant bids to attend to this morning. The first one is bid number 201210-197, live floor transfer trailer. Mr. Hayes is here to assist me with this one and the next one. And responses to this particular bid resulted in four sealed packages that I've received within the noted deadline. And I am just checking to make sure we have nothing waiting at the post office, nothing there. So we're good to go, and I'll proceed to open package number one. Per your direction.
Yes.
This first one is from Armor Equipment Company in Arnold, Missouri. Armor from Arnold. Signed correctly, and the correct number of copies are present. And I'll let Mr. Hayes read the results on page 5 of their bid.
Okay, you got a bid for, we bid out two trailers, price each $65,900 for a total of $131,800 for two trailers.
$131,800. Okay. The next one is from Trucks Trailer Repair in Springfield. They have put together binded packages. First several pages are information in the form of brochures, etc. W-9 as requested, signed copy. Correct number of copies, and I'll let Mr. Hayes read the bid.
Okay, and this is Travis Trailer.
Truck, yeah.
Truck.
Trucks.
Price each, $63,575 for a grand total, $127,150 for two trailers.
Thank you. Next one is from Warren Equipment out of Florida.
Is that W-A-R-R-E-N?
It's W-A-R-R-E-N, Warren.
Thank
like
you.
Like as in Harding. You're a hero, I know. Submitted the correct number of copies. Page 1 is signed as required. Hayes can do the honors.
Okay, and their cost for each is $66,754. And total for two, $133,508.
Thank you. The last one I received this morning does not have a return address on it, so we'll have to open it up. Like this is from Summit Truck Equipment LLC in Kansas City. It looks like they've submitted the correct amount of copies and signed as required. And I'll let Mr. Hayes read the amounts there.
Okay, and their cost for each is $66,446. Total for two, $132,892.
Okay, those are all of the responses that we received for this particular bid, and initially, it looks like trucks at $63,500 each and $127,150 total is the lower bid. Would you like to make a recommendation, or would you like to review it?
I would actually like to review
have some time
before we do.
Okay.
Is that something, Randy, you would like to get back with us maybe on Tuesday of next week?
Yes.
To do a formal recommendation?
I have to give myself time to look these over, if that's all right.
I'm sorry. We're going Thursday. That's right. We didn't move it back a day. Thursday next week from today.
Week from today.
Nikki, would you make sure that gets on the agenda?
Let me re-ask. Is this something you guys can do this morning, Randy?
Yeah,
is this something you can do this morning?
Do you want a chance to look? We could probably do that this morning.
All right.
I'd just like to have a little time to look it over, and then we can come back to you.
Let's do it. Okay.
All right.
Let me say this, that when you have reviewed, come back in, and between the next appointments that we have, we'll work you back in for your presentation and recommendation to the commission.
All right.
And that'll save a lot of time.
All right.
Is that all right, gentlemen?
Yep, that'd be fine.
Okay, I'll...
And just so you know, Randy, we're trying to wrap things up at 10:30 today so we can be to an event at 11 o'clock.
Okay. Then I'll move on to the next item. Which is bid number 201210-198 for radio equipment. And this bid is in response to the FCC requirement for all of our equipment to go to narrowband. We took care of this last winter regarding the Sheriff's Department, and now we are addressing the radio needs in the Road and Bridge Department. I've received three responses to this bid, three packages, and I'll proceed to open the first one per your directive.
Go ahead.
First one is from RCS Springfield. Like they have submitted the correct amount of copies, and it is signed Radio Communications Specialist in Springfield, and there's a total amount on that item.
Their total cost, $42,079. $42,079.47.
The next one received is from Washington Electronics in Pittsburgh, Kansas. And they have submitted two separate envelopes. At the time that I received these, I asked why two separate envelopes, and I think it's two different types of equipment is how they decided to do that. I don't believe that's how we spec'd it out, but let's see what's in here. They have submitted the correct amount of copies, signed in the appropriate places. And I'll let you see if you can differentiate it. I think this vendor is present, so we may ask him to. This one is on.
So you're going to call that bid one then?
Two separate packages, but it's one response.
Well, it's what is
but
in the
I'm
first.
I'm not sure. Is it two different types, two different brands? Is that two different brands? Okay. So while Randy's looking at that one,
okay,
I'll open this one.
I've got a total price of $28,271.20.
Which is that one for?
What brand is that?
28 what?
Let me get back to it.
28,271.20, Ron.
$28,271.20.
Like the second package also has the same, the correct amount of copies, and there's that bid amount.
And his cost on this one is $42,321.23.
We would probably want to have some time to review these and maybe even chat with the vendors who's present. Offline, see if he can point out what the difference is there. Unless the commission would like to ask online.
That was it? There were two?
I have one more, but I was asking if the commission would like us to ask this vendor now to explain these two different packages.
We'd like you
offline.
To do that.
Okay, good. Then I'll proceed with the final package, and this one is from Radiophone Electronics, Springfield.
Radiophone Engineering.
I'm sorry. Radiophone Engineering. Also present. Obviously. Looks like they've sent us a binder.
It's under the primary bid tab.
Okay.
May
have gotten a little bit too sophisticated for us here, this fancy, the binder, the bid binder tab. Primary bid. Hope it's there. Okay, there's the bid page that's signed correctly. It's required. And there's the bid amount page.
Okay, this bid is for a total cost of $43,595.30.
That's all we have.
There's an alternate bid tab also.
Is it in the same?
Yes.
Okay. On the alternate bid, we have a total cost of $52,037.10.
How much time do you think, Mr. Hayes, you'd need to review all these responses and perhaps chat with these vendors and then come up with a recommendation I can assist you with?
We need a little bit of time. This one, I don't think it takes as long, but this one, a lot of stuff to go through.
Mm-hmm.
You would wait till next Thursday then on that?
Yeah, on this. I think it'd give us a little more time then.
Since you have vendors here, though, the sooner you could meet with them at least to have any comments from them that they wish to give you in discussing that would be helpful. Are there vendors here that bid on the transfer trailers? So obviously you might want to chat with that person.
Yeah, he came in after we were done with that bid, though, I think.
Right. Yeah, parking's bad today.
Well, which one were you?
I was with Armor Equipment.
Armor, okay.
Mr. Erickson, Mr. Hayes, thank you. And if you will work with these ladies and gentlemen, then come back to us for whatever you're ready to come back to us with. And if not, then we'll do the other at a different time.
Thank you very much.
All right, gentlemen.
Great.
Next on our agenda, we have agenda request review. Nikki.
We're still holding on several items, but you'll notice there's three additional new requests at the bottom of the form.
Say that again, I'm sorry. What at the bottom of the form?
Three new requests.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about number seven? He probably needs 30 minutes or so. What's our Thursday look like next week?
I believe there's time.
There's time?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, what do you think?
That's great.
This is the same, you know who it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number eight is something that's about to be waited.
Well, I just got a phone call. They're ready for us to have a discussion on... understand is that they had an emergency meeting posted today, the library board, and they have voted to make a recommendation to the commission.
They had a meeting today?
Uh-huh, they posted it and everything.
For this morning or when?
Uh-huh, this morning just got done. Okay. I got a phone call on the way in.
They posted it over in Branson.
And they said that they would like to get from the commission to make a formal presentation proposal.
I don't have a problem with that. Has there been any discussion on the tourism tax, by the way?
No. They're really waiting for this.
Well, not just this one. I'm sure also the use tax.
They don't know much about use tax because there hasn't been much discussion from us. So,
would you also put down use tax?
Along with this or separately?
Well, we're going to have a discussion about whether or not it's going to go on the ballot.
It'll probably be a separate discussion, but I think that's because there's more education involved.
How much time for each of these?
I'm sorry?
How much time for each of
these? How much time did they request?
They didn't.
They said, they told, when they called me, he said 30 minutes is what they said. But.
And for what day are we looking at? Thursday next week?
Thursday.
It's okay with me.
Thursday's fine.
Fair with you, Daniel?
Yeah.
Let's put them on.
And on the use tax?
Let's do 30 minutes on use tax, a separate discussion. Okay. Is there anything I can do to help on the use tax research, Ron?
My point was not to put it on the, not to set it up on a date, but to realize that we're going to have to agendize it soon so we can start
those discussions. Yeah,
okay, so put it on the list. Put it on the list, okay. So I think that's a very valid discussion that needs to happen.
Well, the 911 tax has to be also discussed after the...
Put that on our list as well because we're going to start those discussions.
I'm told that we would have the 911 proposal within 2 weeks, but yes, put that on the list too.
Okay.
Did I see that we have that coming up?
911?
What?
911?
Yep.
I don't think I saw anything from that.
Let me restate that. I saw that we have that coming up. Let me see if I can find it.
Huh. You mean coming before the county commission?
Yes, sir.
You remember that, Nick?
I didn't see it.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Here we go. From Tammy.
It's the resolution they're working on.
It's going to be a presentation that's going to be made. In November, it's going to be done in public comment. And I sent out a statement saying, wouldn't you prefer to be on the agenda rather than public comment? And the answer was, no, they're going to do it at public comment. I said,
now
okay.
That you say that, I remember that.
So they told me that that's coming up. That's right. I think all they're going to do is present. There's not much discussion. They're just going to present their findings, I think, and then leave it at that. On number 9.
Yes.
That comes out every year. Do you have what they've...
Yes. There was an email sent.
I remember that. So the question is, do we want to have a discussion about that, the priorities, since we're members of this partnership?
This is the 2012 priorities. The 2013 priorities by the 5th of December.
Right, I see that.
Mm-hmm. So that they can discuss it amongst all members.
Right. I saw that.
Has the information arrived on number 5? I don't know of anything to add to that, if that was your question.
Why don't we just put that in discussion on a Thursday in a couple weeks? That gives us, let's get through this next 10 days, but how about a couple weeks from now on a Thursday for 15 minutes, Nick? Is that all right with you guys? The priorities won't take very long, but...
You bet. Number 5, have we received the information on that, Nick?
Yes.
It has come in now?
He sent me an email yesterday.
An email
that has everything?
Does he have copies of all these ordinances that
were
passed by?
No, but he did contact me about it.
Okay. So we're still waiting.
So we're in the process of that happening. Okay. Well, leave this on the list then until we...
Right.
I saw an article in the paper regarding Stone County.
They're starting to move forward. One thing I on this list, guys, on number 3, I would like to have a discussion. When is our attorneys coming back?
The 15th.
The 15th.
Uh-huh.
Now, we haven't done anything with that number three, have we? It's
no.
Not posted, is it?
No.
Okay. I think
we were waiting on a document.
And we got it.
Which we received it, but there's some discussion about that document.
And what I want to do is have a discussion with us, and if we have to, with counsel on the big picture. I think we've had some ideas thrown around in executive that we really need to figure out what we're going to do long term. And so before we go through number three, let's have that discussion one more time. The 15th is a what?
Thursday.
Thursday?
Uh-huh.
Can we wait that long?
Email I got from John yesterday was that, because I told him I'd like to chat with him, mm-hmm. that he's going to be here today. But obviously, we're tied up today and Friday, so I'll see if I can contact him just to sit and chat. And that was just a general discussion about where we're at. But if you want us to talk about this first, that's probably a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I'd like to. I'll put him off.
Okay.
Yeah, let's have a discussion. If it's just us three, I think we try to need a contracts discussion, executive
Thursday.
Session. If we have Thursday, why don't you do this? Because there's other personnel issues. Why don't we load them all up, even though our attorneys aren't going to be here?
Okay.
And if we need to call one of them, we could.
Okay.
I'd like to have a little time, maybe an hour, hour and a half for us to talk about. I mean, I know of a contract. I know of a personnel issue. I know of a real estate issue we've got still hanging out there that we've got to resolve. And I'll talk about that in a second. And then, so I think if you guys are up for that.
I think post all three
all
of
four
them.
Of them.
All four of them.
Yeah, four of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When is the MAC conference?
It's 18th. It's early this year.
It's after Deers. No.
No.
It's at the end of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm not sure how to react.
Let me share with you. There's a lot of major decisions made skirted around.
I know a lot of productivity increases and decreases around deer season, too. Everyone speeds up off.
They moved that MAC conference 1 year ahead, thinking that it wouldn't make any difference at all. We had 40%.
no shows. And on the executive session, Nick, if we can make it toward the end of the day, that way we can end with the executive and not if people
are here.
So it
can take however long it needs to take.
Okay, so that's going to do number four as well.
Yes.
Tie that together with number three.
Sent it to her.
Right.
So.
Right.
That's Mr. Black.
Okay. That's all I've got.
Okay.
I wonder if we're ready if we want to move him up.
That's fine. It's all posted.
Since he's here.
Let's grab him.
Okay.
I think he's... Okay, we'll go ahead with approval of payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Approval of accounts payable, journal entries, and transfers.
And one question in there is, concerning, I seen where we had a mark out and a double in the price.
The postage? I saw that.
The postage, is that, and I have no problem with it because I figured that just being a
didn't the postage just go up? Is that what happened?
Absentee. Well, I just wanted to have it.
Oh,
she had it filled out for 500 to 1,000.
Okay, that's what my question was, because we've got a mark out on it. And then, so you're going to make a new one to present, or we'll go ahead and approve this? Okay.
This will take care of that, though, right?
Yes, this will take care of it.
Okay.
So, all right, motion to approve accounts payable, checks 331102 through 331166, and three transfers from the transfer station to Road and Bridge, from maintenance to Road and Bridge, and from the county clerk to the election fund. Actually, there's two of those transfers in the county clerks.
Second.
There is a motion on the floor to approve checks number 331102 through 331166. Transfer from transfer station to road and bridge, transfer from maintenance to road and bridge, and transfer from county clerk to election fund. And there are two of those. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed nay. The motion carries. And we are going to move to the parking garage update. And good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning.
Mr. Black is with us. And we're going to let you speak at will.
Okay. Has some things to show.
If you want, we'll just walk down there and take a look at it, if that's all right.
What you've got. That's fine.
If you've got room to spread it out.
Sure. Three copies of the same thing here.
So we can just gather around
this over.
Perfect.
So, have a report estimate. No. Showing some of those details here on that damaged area where the spark truck wheel damaged the parking deck. There's also some issues of deterioration. Some of the typical joints, I think, are beginning to show deterioration visibly. And that's kind of a big unknown as to how badly some of those have deteriorated and what we need to do to repair some of those. But I've done some details to show what we ought to do there. There are some other measures that would be a matter of maintenance. For instance, on the joints, the caulk joints in the deck and in the walls that really are in need of repair at this time. Then also some other things that maybe have never been done to try to seal the overall surface of the parking area. So with that introduction, maybe we'll go through this list. The first page is kind of, I don't know. The bottom line is just this all has to do with the joint caulking. I sort of broke it down. The top part is the parking deck itself. And these are the original shop drawings. And just sort of show a layout of the parking lot. When I speak about the deck, every 9 feet, there's a joint between the parking deck pieces. So there's caulk joints. There's considerable more of them here than anywhere else. There's also, in the second part, just showing that the walls, the little wall sections along here, and then the big walls over here, the elevator and the stairs, are a bunch more. And you can kind of see that there's about 4,300 lineal feet of caulk decks in the joint, and then there's another 1,543 in the walls all around. So, and I was able to get some cost estimate numbers going to the second page. I have there a number of looking at the caulking, the sum total of that. $6 a lineal foot is the estimate that I was able to receive. And so that would come up to a total of $35,000. Now, that's, of course, wasn't the main thing we're here to look at, but just to go through the sheet of estimated costs.
But we, in fact, we asked you to do that.
Right.
Okay.
You're fine. So,
yeah, I didn't know exactly where you were going to start, but this is just kind of the way I started presenting. So, and just to talk about those caulk joints, the price there of $6 in lineal feet, which is on the first page, that involves going and cutting all the way out and then coming back afterwards and putting it all back in so they know they do it in two stages. They say that on the type of caulking that we use, that it's guaranteed or warranty for 5 years. The life is about 10 years. Now, I'm not sure if we're about 12, 13 years into the life of this project. So, as you can tell, especially on the deck, the caulk joints have definitely failed. They do need to be replaced at any rate. The walls, I wanted to look at that too because they do look better. And deterioration really doesn't happen in the walls as quickly as it does on the deck. But it's something that I think probably should be included too, to take that out, because this is old. And a few places you'll see where the walls, this joints have separated it completely cracked. Let's see. The next thing I have is the joints. I think it's every 6 feet between these 9-foot panels, there is a joint that holds these together. It kind of helps the load go from one to the other. The fire truck, the extreme wheel load seemed to go through right about there, on one side and not the other. These, counting up the joints, my estimate is 342 joints of those, 6 foot, 9 foot. Talking with Kit Carson at Carson Mitchell, he come down with me one day and we looked it over. He said, he'd figure maybe 25% of the joints would have work that needed to be done. I really don't know. I guess it's hard to tell. As I see it, we cut all the caulking out and then, we make the major repair. And then we start looking at some of the worst joints. And we see what we see. And we'll see how involved they are. And then we'll go to the less worst joints and finally to the better joints. And hopefully we'll find a place we think we can quit.
Right.
Not
so your estimate is 25%?
That's what I have based it on. This 86 joints.
Yeah, 86.
At $200 a piece.
Right.
So it's Carson Mitchell's estimate. And then I put a contingency right away on there, 25%.
So we might find half of that.
I mean
25% over.
It would take it up to, 3/8 or something like
sure.
that. I tell you the truth, I just don't know how to, it's going to have to be a little open-ended in that way, but I did put quite a bit of contingency on that one thing. The next item is the major repair area. Of course, you know that where that is. And again, they threw $5,000 out. And I think put 25% contingency, I probably feel better about that one, really, because I think we all know what to expect there. We're going to have to, everything that's cracked is going to have to be removed. I think we can leave the double T itself, but we'll have to remove all that concrete that's cracked. I go into that details here where I just talk about, we need to clean any concrete that can be knocked away easily, rust, whatever, we'll just clean it all up. This reinforcing in here, we pretty well know what the reinforcing is. I've talked to precast. And it might be in good shape. We might be able to put it back where it belongs, and maybe we'll be okay. If not, we may have to drill in and put some bars drilled in here and more bars out here. Something we don't know. But this kind of shows the type of repair that would be done. They would just have to reform this, pour the concrete. They don't expect that to be a real involved thing. $5,000 plus some contingency on that. 25%, that's probably a little high on that one. I'd say on contingency. The next thing, and of course that's kind of the major part. I just figured it told Becky put a number in for cleanup. You know, 10 cents a square foot, I asked Kit Carson, what about that? This might be something you might want to do yourself. The cleanup would mostly be on the lower level, actually, with all the stuff that's going to fall down there.
Right.
So that's not a major item, and it is something maybe you can think about if you wanted to do that yourself with your crews. Some things I put down, erect vehicle height limiter sign. I think there was one to begin with on this upper level, and I don't know if you have that when it was taken out. Or
do we still have it?
Huh?
Do we still have that thing?
I have no idea what happened to it. I know it was cut off there. It may have been scrapped. Mm-hmm.
Well, just here.
Lake decided it when it still had the strip offices here.
Right.
It was laid in there, but then when all that went away,
I didn't know.
Well, that's not a big item, but it's pretty variable. I don't know if we had it still or not. I know Kate Carson, he said that we ought to figure out moving those three lights in the middle. Yeah, he's thinking fire truck, danger. And, you know, I know what he's talking about. And I thought about later, you know, it's not only servicing the weather station, which, you know, I think you'll move that.
So we change that.
I guess there's light bulbs that need to be changed, too.
Right.
And what kind of truck was out there to change the light bulbs? So all these, and of course the ice removal and salting the deck, all those things. Of course, the salting deck's not a big, tall truck, but maybe it's not a big truck that comes out and changes the light bulbs, or maybe it is.
Have you changed the bulbs on it?
I don't know if we've done it, but what we have is basically a one-ton vehicle with a bucket, similar to, you see a lot of telephone trucks. We've got a bucket truck of that size, about a ton and a half, maybe. Yeah. It's not like a big fire truck, but I mean, it is over the limit for what's...
It is over the limit.
I mean, for an individual vehicle.
Sure, that's for parking, that's for evening parking, right, that we have those lights out there, but... Mm-hmm.
We could
use it if it needs.
No, I mean, we could move them. If we needed lights, I mean, I don't think
they could be put around the perimeter
around the perimeter, we can do it that way. Yeah.
I wonder about that. You know, maybe put two of them on one side, one on the other side.
Right. One by the elevator shaft, maybe two on the more of the parking lot side of the judicial side. Yeah.
If that would keep that service truck from getting up there on the deck.
Yeah, we can't do that. We keep on the overweight like we did before. Mm-hmm.
But we have a one-ton vehicle sitting there. We're going to remove that from there. We got another option, removing the smoke from there.
Yeah, there will be some options.
Yeah, originally the design on this was 50 pounds a square foot or 2,000 pound wheel load, which is basically vehicle. I noticed they kind of changed the load requirements. You know, they change those every once in a while. They can't go back and change old structures. They changed it to 40 pound uniform load or 3,000 pound bottom load. I did take that into account when I checked these things out. That 3,000 pound load, that's still a basic pickup truck.
And then I see you doing a new topping on the whole thing. New epoxy.
Yes, I'm going to move the light. I did not put a number in there at all. The topping, this is something that Carson Mitchell did some work, especially he mentioned, I think, at Cox Towers there, the doctor's offices on the east side of National. He mentioned they did this traffic topping. And, you know, he estimated $5. It's funny, I estimated $5 at first, and I lowered it because it kind of scared me, the number. But that's what he said, about $5.
Did we have any kind of topping when this was put out there originally?
No, I don't think there was any. It's, these are what they call pre-topped. They're 4 inches thick. A lot of double T's were always made 2 inches thick, and then sometimes they'd pour 2 more inches on top. But that kind of changed a little bit, and they decided maybe it's better to do this. Now, they may have sealed it with something, you know, more of a sealer, silicone or linseed oil or something like that they may have. I'm not sure. This traffic topping is, they say it's like an eighth inch thick. It's a little more to it and more costly and more effective. And yet,
My question is, the caulking itself has a guarantee of 5 years.
Yeah.
And 10-year life expectancy.
Yeah.
Is it going to increase that by putting the topping on?
I wouldn't say it would increase the life of the caulking joints. I wouldn't say that it would do that. What it will do is make this less porous and keep so much water from seeping down in to the concrete itself. It's the salt and solution with the water is really bad on concrete. Concrete in general doesn't look too bad out there. Mostly it's kind of centered around where these joints are. And they're not everywhere. They're just, like I said, they're only about 5-6 inches long, and they're only about 6 feet on the center. But I think the moisture does tend to soak into the concrete here and get down and maybe cause these to start to deteriorate, and any kind of rust starts to flow off the concrete because steel expands as it rusts. So I think that the topping more is a matter of protecting the surface of the concrete. I think this should be on a 10-year schedule to replace the caulking.
And the topping covers the entire floor, not
yes.
just the... Okay.
Now, I think it would actually cover the caulking. And you may be right, maybe it will increase. Here's what they say about that topping. They say that in the heavy traffic areas, especially where you turn, that it will be damaged by the traffic. They mentioned maybe putting it a little thicker to begin with, and I don't have a lot of experience, but where you turn the vehicles, it will have to have maintenance probably more often, every couple of years or something, to kind of patch in. Because it's like asphalt or anything else, where they turn, it will tend to move it around. Isn't it? It's an epoxy, a polyurethane cut material. And it's a big number, of course. There's the color number. At the end, I put a 5% contingency on top of everything again.
A couple of quick questions. To do where we have the damage that was caused by the fire truck, yeah, that's a pretty short period of time to do that, is it?
Yes.
Yes. To replace all the caulking, which we know we really need to look at because we're already way past the life expectancy of that, what time is be involved doing that?
I suspect he could do that pretty quickly.
So within a week?
Getting to it, I would expect he could do it in, I just guess, a couple of days or something.
Really?
That would be taking it, cutting it out, you know. Then he knows he's got to go away. And then, probably it'd be good to go ahead and cut it out. If you just cut out where, say, we do this major repair, and we didn't intend to do any of the other joints or put the caulking back, I'm not sure if I'd want to do it right now, just before the winter time and the salting period getting started. So I'm not sure I would take, we'll have to take it out.
I'm not sure we're going to salt that anymore, are we, Dan?
I wouldn't. I'd rather not salt it. I'd rather use something else for traction, something that we can clean out.
Beet juice. Can't use beet juice because it'll go, stand a chance of going down and leaking on other vehicles. I'm more inclined to think if this is going to be a correction of the problem. Of course, I've missed out on some of the conversation, but it doesn't take very many years to figure out that a roof is better than the solution.
Just cover the whole thing with a roof, you mean?
Yeah. Because of any unsuspected damage that may be already in existence by the caulking and where it's caused the rust and the cracking,
then we're talking big numbers here, but if it pops up in other locations, big numbers underneath what we've already got sealed.
Well, what he's proposing there within that is to take out all.
We strip everything.
Everything.
Every one of them?
Yep. Yes, sir.
That's what that...
25% of the joint. 25% of the...
We're estimating 25% of the joints to see if we see 25% of joints was 17,000. I guess if it's 100%, I don't think it will be, because some of them just don't seem to show much damage at all. So, see that 17,200 number, you can add the contingency on, say, it's 21,000. Doubling that number, another 17,000, 20,000, would get a half of the joints, that are, the joints are every 6 feet on the center. And that would get half of them looked at and worked on, cleaned up. And we're calling for, on-site galvanizing, to try to protect these. You can epoxy coat, but they say the epoxy is good, but if it gets a nick in it, then rust. The field galvanizing, it works with the steel and can chemically work with the steel. So it's a little more enduring. It can kind of heal itself somewhat. So I guess on those joints, that wouldn't be a big number. The overall hopping, traffic hopping, that's the big number there, $107,000.
But the you were talking, there's something like 4,000 linear feet of that, more or less than that, coffee.
In the deck itself.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're right. 4,300 linear feet of caulking in the deck. Then in all the walls, the little partial panels go all the way down. Then the stairs around here. There's another 1,543 linear feet in those walls. They don't look as bad. But if something you want to delay on, that might be something to delay with. Sort of work it out with the caulking guy that's going to cut them out, you know, and see what it is to do just the deck, and then what would it cost to come back later and do the walls. So maybe we can cut out some of that. But the walls really, I guess that would be $9,261 for the wall part of the caulking. And the decking is $25,800. And I think you've just got to do that part. The decking is $25,800.
Let me get part of this, because I'm really sorry I stepped out or missed out on that conversation. But Ron, if what I caught there was, is if we're going to have to redo this every 10 years, and then we're also going to have to do the traffic areas where you turn, approximately over 2 years, then the damage that we're talking about on the entire thing, I think that we need to look at options.
And I don't disagree with that as far as for carrying us into the future, and perhaps the roof would do that. But if we don't repair the damage that we've got that's currently existing in there, we've got cars that park below that's going to have chips of concrete come. And
right. Also, the chemical that we use, whatever we use to clean, you know, with, we've got cars below also.
Sure.
And whether it be salt or whether it be beet juice or whatever, that we got cars below there that's got a leak on it.
The cost of repairing the damage that was done by the fire truck is minimal compared to what we're looking at.
Yeah,
in the overall.
I understand
we've
that.
Got to do that. Uh-huh. And then,
that has to be done. I understand that. I'm just talking about the existing. How you were here, I guess, when the parking garage was built? Or,
I think.
Was it 90?
2 or 96, wasn't it?
Somewhere in that area. I don't know.
Yes,
so,
I was here.
So we're talking.
It's been a dozen years, hasn't it, Randy?
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Yeah. So, and you mentioned a while ago you wouldn't recommend doing it this winter anyway, right? But we do need to repair the place. We need to repair that one spot where the damage is done.
Right, and it's going to, and maybe that, maybe we'd even have to get the real caulking guy out here to cut that out, you know. What I was recommending is I wouldn't recommend cutting the whole deck out and then plan on leaving it open all winter long.
Yeah, yeah.
I plan on putting it back quickly. So when it comes to looking at these joints.
But if we pull the trigger to do that, it can be done quickly.
I think it can be done quickly. I don't think it's a long process. The repairs and the caulking out, caulking back in, I don't think that's a long process.
You know, it should be nice to have a handle on what it would cost to put a structure over the top of that as well. And that's what you're
talking about. Mm-hmm.
Then we can pick and choose what we also need to do this. You want us to look into that as well?
I think it's the only reasonable thing for us to do is to look into it. I know, when we're talking $200,000 and this, even with repair of half of it with a roof over it or something, I don't know if it's going to be a terrible lot of money. But a repetitive action every 10 years is a lot of money.
Well, but a parking garage, if you look at it, we haven't done anything. It's about, $20,000 a year to maintain that is what we're basically talking about.
If we do this, yeah.
Yeah, basically, and I don't know what the normal wear and tear maintenance is on a parking garage. They're not cheap to build, I know that. So, I would assume there is some sort of regular maintenance that needs to be budgeted for it.
I think we need to study it a little more and see what our options are.
I guess the first question I've got is, do we bid out just the repair to get the thing open again? Because even if we did do a resurfacing and do all the joints, I think we'd wait after winter season.
That's what I'm hearing.
So I would say, why don't we go ahead?
I didn't hear that. That's
fine. I'd say if you're going to do the major repair and repair really all the joints that need to be repaired, that could be done basically before winter.
Okay.
Or even during the winter. It's not, you don't have ice and snow all the time.
3 days.
But I just wouldn't leave it out all the time. I'd open it up and then leave it open the whole winter.
In other words, if we're going to do it, don't just do part. Don't strip it, leave it, and not fill in the caulking, et cetera. Do it all at the same time.
Everything but the epoxy.
If we decide to do that, yeah.
Yeah, you could do the major repair, but you've got to do that. If you venture on to do the joints, looking at all the structural joints, mm-hmm. Now you sort of commit further. You commit to doing the joints, which is 25%, like we had planned, it's maybe $20,000. And then the deck joints, just the deck joints, are $25,800. The deck joints on the whole deck. And that's what we'll need to do again in 10 years. That's $25,800. That's cut out all of the deck joints and put it back.
Yeah, that's $2,500 a year, so that's a big difference.
Right.
But, okay.
Yeah, that's not too bad. If you take that, it's only about $2,000-$3,000 a year. Maybe going to go up in 10 years. So that's how you I would look at that. Of course, the wall joints are another $6,000. But if you're going to let something go, I'd more let the wall joints go than the deck joints. All the precast comes in pieces about 9 or 10 feet. And then there's a joint between every one of them. That's in the deck and in the walls. In the walls, is, getting water in the wall joints. It doesn't cause the big damage because there's not the salt and all these other chemicals. But in the deck, it's really important to keep those joints in good shape.
And so, to me, help me out if I'm wrong here, We're not just looking at the caulking. We're looking at the structural integrity of the facility itself. That's why you're talking about those joints.
I think this is something that the correction of what is the damage that's already been done, I think that that's something that we need to proceed with. The rest of this, I think we need to look at it in a budgetary plan.
The traffic copying, something that should be done next year, the following year. If that type of copying was not done to begin with, so it doesn't have to be done. But it's very important to keep the joints in really good shape. So, it looks like the... If you look at the, say, with the contingency, maybe $6,000 for the major repair. Doing all of the deck joints is $25,800. If you do 25% of the structural joints, which is just our estimate, that one could vary. But we estimate about $20,000. It could be done, because that is very unknown. We just can't tell how bad the joints are from the floor. So, what does that add up to? If you do that, that would be $6,000 for the major repair, $25,800 for the deck joints, and this, say we have to do 50% of the other joints, would be $40,000. But it might be $20,000. So that would be... Well, the engineering costs.
If we subtract out first the epoxy and the overlay, we're looking at
85,000,
85,000, and that could be a little higher, depending on the joints, and it could be a little lower. But that's, and I agree, we need to. To chat about this, certainly we need to have the discussion.
You could leave out the wall joint. Right now, it'd be another 6,000. But well, since you got the caulking guy here, it might be good to have him do it while he's here.
You're going to have him also pursue the additional doing? We do this. My thoughts are hopefully that we look at it out of the budget we have now and what we have set up and the budget that's under other expense.
This year?
Yes, sir. Yeah. And we're doing the roof, correct, Ron? They're doing that now.
I know that comes up this year.
Yeah.
So I think we need to have a discussion, a deeper discussion about where we're at.
We will.
With that. So.
But I'd sure like to have the additional thoughts on what it costs us to put that roof that you're talking about.
Right, but the main thing is get that right now. I mean, get that hole fixed.
That building, that structure, originally, they changed the specs on it, then they added additional footings underneath it, so that we could go up for one more level of parking garage or a couple of levels of offices.
Mm-hmm. So foundations have passed it in?
Mr. Black, give us some time to chat about this, and we will get right back with you. We have a number of things on our agenda this morning that we're trying to get to. We have two meetings that are outside the courthouse that we need to run to as well. Do you have any additional comments for us?
Just looking at the total area of your deck there, 21,000. 546. It costs $50 a square foot for that. That's $1,077,000. $1,077,300. This is, that's real, real rough budget for some kind of roof.
Well, I didn't mean for you to put so much time into it before you came back with all that's unbelievable. I've got you. I see what your rationale is.
That's rough. You know, $50 is, you know, that's very, and it could be, you know, you might get that for less. It just depends on what kind of roof and how important you look. You know, some roofs are going to look like just a bare bones roof. Some roofs are going to blend in and look like they really belong and fit. The $50 is somewhere in between there. You can always, you know, numbers, somebody can tell you $6 a linear foot for those joints, and you plug that in pretty quick. Okay, well, you know, I'll certainly be happy to put together any more estimates, and we can even pursue, you know, the roof part of the project. We can look at rough estimates, draw some kind of elevation and rough figures, you know, say if we did it out of metal, if we did it out of steel, if we did it out of different things. We just put gutters on it, we cut a face all the way around. Different things.
Thank you very much, sir. Gentlemen, any other questions?
No.
Thank you. I'm sorry we're in such a rush this morning.
It's all right. I understand.
We may be the most costliest things if we're going to get to the executive.
What was the insurance discussion?
I don't know. Is that Helen's here for?
No.
Yeah, leave. At least one.
So we did the parking garage.
We have it. I guess you need all three of those because Randy and them might need one also.
We don't. I mean, just give it to Randy. We don't.
Yeah.
That's Randy's fault.
That gentleman right there. Randy, would you take one of those drawings with you? And I gave you my copy of the print that he gave you.
Oh.
Danny, did you have a parks update that we could move to the next?
I'm trying
to move two or three things.
Let's just skip that.
You'll repost it, or do you want Nick to repost it?
I've got to make a couple of comments about insurance. I can.
I want to repost that part after I have a formal discussion with a couple of members.
KDOC restrooms.
Okay.
That's on the parks.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Erickson, you have a. You're back here. You have a quick comment for us regarding the bids this morning.
Yeah.
Would you do that, please? I think we have moved everything else we have, and I'll bring up the insurance at that same time, because it involves personally. If I make it. It's one and two.
Yep.
One and two. One,
I'll do
two.
It.
And then,
oh, okay. Gentlemen, regarding the bid this morning on transfer trailers, moving live transfer trailers, Mr. Stottle and Mr. Hayes and myself had looked at all the responses. We actually contacted the low bidder with a short question on delivery time frame, and we would like to formally recommend Trucks Incorporated, who bid $63,500 each. For two transfer trailers, a total of $127,150 as the primary, based on delivery within 90 days, hopefully sooner than that. We would like to recommend Armor Equipment as a secondary. Their bid was $65,900 each for a total of $131,800 for two units. As
Armory, what was it? Armory what?
Armor Equipment Company.
Armor Equipment Company. They were the second lowest, and we would like to designate them as a secondary only, and if
the primary does not deliver the equipment within the 90 days. We've had some recent experience with some other issues, and so that's why I'd like to have this as a backup, and Mr. Hayes is here to chime in or answer any questions you may have.
The amount is not right.
Yeah, it is. It's 131,800, and the first one is 127,150.
But the 150 doesn't add up to 63,500.
It's 63,575.
Okay. That's what I say. That the math didn't.
Okay, 63.
Yeah,
you're right.
Okay.
Is your motion?
Motion to award, and I don't know what the bid number is. Is it the bid number 2012-10-197, transfer trailers, to the primary vendor of Trucks Incorporated for the amount of $63,575. With the provision that they have to deliver the product within 90 days. And what was the other provision?
That was it.
Okay.
That was it.
And then award and a secondary award to Armor Equipment Company for $65,900 in the event that Trucks Incorporated cannot deliver.
Correct.
I'll second the motion with some discussion with Randy. And,
motion has been made and seconded to award bid number 201-210-197 to Trucks Incorporated as the primary recipient based on delivery within 90 days. Total cost $127,150 with Armor Equipment Company listed as secondary only if the first company doesn't make the 90-day delivery stipulation with the bid of $131,800. Discussion.
Randy and on the, this is the second time, I think, since I've been here that there's been a trailer purchase. Is the structural part of this bid something that you need to look at as far as the amount of load? I know that we've had a couple of tornadoes with extra heavy type debris that was brought in. The tracking system is where I'm going with a shakedown track. Is there something that you need to go look at before we make a final decision on that, or is that, have you already looked at it in the specs?
This basic company is one that produces the trailer known as Travis Trailer, which is similar to what we've had in.
So you're familiar with it. That's all I'm asking.
We're familiar with this trailer. The other, and that's one thing that the drivers have noticed in seeing other companies, other trailers, similar type trailers where they deliver. And I asked David a question this morning. They would rather stick with either this brand of trailer or another brand, which I believe Armor Equipment produces, that other brand. These other companies, that was one thing they looked at. They looked lighter built, so we wanted to kind of... They're all aluminum, and that's one thing with the aluminum. We do have, every once in a while, we have structure issues, and it's due to the debris you described.
I'm just really concerned about the structure.
Right.
And the only thing I was going to point out is that the Snow Rodeo, the Caterpillar guy, mentioned that there is now a piece of equipment that can be permanently mounted in transfer stations that has a grappling hook.
Yes.
And I would like you to, could look into that.
That is something I would like to look into and see if that won't help as far as.
Because we're popping tires and we've broken a boom before.
Different things. So. Yeah.
Okay.
And motion, I mean, that's all the discussion I needed there. I just needed to know that we had some similar idea of what we're getting.
Nope. Oh, okay.
Further discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. And the other bid that we're holding, you're going to bring back to?
Next Thursday.
Now, on that, are you going to check some with the Sheriff's Department? Didn't they just go through the same type of deal to see if they're satisfied with what they've?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I've talked with two other companies, and I've got a couple more I want to call and talk to also. But I had talked to people.
Any other questions for us?
No.
Thank you, guys.
What is this?
We need to go into executive here now, or are you going to talk about the insurance? Or?
I think we just need to do the personnel because we only have 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Motion go into executive pursuant 610.021.3 personnel.
Second.
I don't know what this is, Ron. I don't either, but they're asking for my signature.
We can't do that.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, subsection 3. Discussion. My discussion is...
Is this part of it?
No.
No. Okay.
Do we take that up?
No,
I don't
here.
See it on the agenda.
No, we don't take this up.
Yeah,
I'm not even
sure. That's all right.
I'm not even sure. No, we don't take this up.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.